Get a better broadcast, podcast, video voice, the listener's BS detector. Yeah, you know what BS stands for. If you don't care, don't know the audience, or don't understand the content, and let it show, and boy, oh boy, it will show because it'll come through in your voice, the listener is very likely not to bother either. You don't care? Why should I? You're not talking to me? Why should I listen? You don't understand the content? Why should I try and understand it and do the work that you should be doing for me? Their natural BS detector will be triggered at 100 paces, believe me. If you sound as though you're reading out loud, you're doing it wrong. If you sound like you're talking to someone about something interesting and telling them a story, or better still, explaining something to them, involving them, enticing them, you're doing it correctly. So never hesitate to query something which is uncertain. Now, this could be in a radio newsroom with a script, or it could be a piece of copy that you've got for a commercial voiceover. If you don't query something which is uncertain to you, if you don't clarify something, the chances are high that the listener, who can't ask questions of you, or indeed anyone else, will be left completely in the dark. Concentrate on the story, not the voice you're using to tell it. Think and care about the information you give. Understand why it's important to people, why it deserves to be on air. If it was not worth reporting or reading, why are you doing it? If the story or the service or the product of the brand is worth telling people about, it's worth telling them about with some interest, some sense of significance. You know what that's called? Communication. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.